Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A sunny morning greets Tel Aviv with clear skies, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa is experiencing mild temperatures, perfect for a stroll along the coast. Meanwhile, Eilut remains warm and dry. Here are today's headlines. First, drama in the Gulf, as Iranian forces fired missiles at vessels in the Strait of Hormuz, according to Israel Hayom, from just under an hour ago. Also, a violent confrontation at Kalandia Crossing saw suspects attack border police officers, leading to shots being fired. Israel Hayom reports this from just over 20 minutes ago. Also this hour, day 4 of the Ayatollah's funeral ceremony begins in Iran's holy city of Qom. The U.S. accuses Iran of firing missiles at commercial ships in the Strait of Hormuz, says I-24 News. Separately, Iran fired missiles at commercial ships in the Strait of Hormuz earlier today, reports Ynet. Two vessels were damaged, but no casualties. And finally, Hamas dissolves the Gaza government. A new peace board plans to judge progress by actions, not promises, reports Australian Jewish News from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Hillel Fuld, an Israeli technology influencer, posting just minutes ago, states emphatically that labeling Israel as an apartheid state is a grave misrepresentation. He highlights the rights of Arabs living in Israel compared to other states. Eyal Yacobi, a political analyst, wrote earlier today that focusing on Trump is a mistake for Democrats, as he isn't on the ballot. Finally, Raz Zimt, an expert on Iranian affairs, reposted analysis, noting that Iran's new leadership faces significant internal and external challenges despite mass participation in the Ayatollah's funeral. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in the Strait of Hormuz. Israel Hayom reports that Iranian Revolutionary Guards targeted commercial vessels, marking a significant escalation in a critical shipping route. This incident follows heightened tensions after stalled U.S.-Iran negotiations. The potential disruption to global oil supplies remains a key concern. Turning to the confrontation at Kalandia Crossing, as reported by Israel Hayom, suspects attempted to seize weapons from border police, leading to shots being fired. This incident underscores ongoing tensions in the region, with security forces on high alert. Meanwhile, the Ayatollah's funeral continues as Iran faces U.S. accusations of aggression at sea. I-24 News highlights the U.S.'s condemnation of Iran's missile launch at commercial ships. This adds to the strained relations between Washington and Tehran, impacting diplomatic efforts. On the political front, Ynet reports Iran's missile attack on the Strait of Hormuz. Although no casualties occurred, the damage to two vessels raises questions about maritime security. Experts warn of potential retaliatory actions that could escalate tensions further. Finally, Hamas's decision to dissolve its government in Gaza, as covered by Australian Jewish News, comes as a new peace board seeks tangible progress. Israel, however, views this as mere spin. The move could influence future peace negotiations in the region. On the economic front. First, the AI revolution hits Israeli high tech with a record number of job seekers, reports Israel Hayom Business. The employment service reveals a historic surge in job seekers, indicating shifts in the industry landscape. Separately, Tom Livney of Verbit shares insights on the company's downfall from a $2 billion valuation, covered by CTech. He cites AI advancements and board decisions as factors leading to his exit. And finally, Walla Business reports that the mayor of Lod can participate in advertising videos to attract investors. The court's decision supports local economic development initiatives. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.